Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Whether it's our families, our relationships, our finances, even in our emotions, but first we have to learn something before we walk in the fullness of that blessing, and that is forgiveness. And so we've been talking about the series, Forgiveness, Then Blessing. Somebody say that with me. Forgiveness, then blessing. I want to show you that in the Word. If we want to be blessed, we have to forgive. And for the last couple weeks, we've been talking about that and looking at the story of Joseph. There are many things that happened to him. There was betrayal, there was slavery, there was prison, to name a few, but he found his way with God's help to forgive. There are many people that caused him pain. There are many people that will cause you pain in your life. But Joseph found a way with God's help to forgive. And that forgiveness caused blessings to be released. Through forgiveness, he received promotion, wealth, and vindication. Does that sound good so far? Promotion, wealth, and vindication all came from this journey of forgiveness that God took him through. So if we can be brave enough to forgive, we will see God's blessing in powerful ways in our lifetime. So today, specifically, I want to talk about something really powerful that happens when you forgive. It is restoration. God restores. God releases these moments of restoration. So forgiveness brings restoration. Say that with me one time. Forgiveness brings restoration. Growing up in church, there was this song that went, "He's making all things new. He's making all things new. He's not making all new things, but he's making all things new." And it comes from Revelation 21:5. And here's the thing, there are some things the enemy has tried to sabotage, but God will renew. There are some things that the devil has tried to mess up in all kinds of ways, but God wants to restore. Sometimes it's a relationship that the enemy has wrecked, but God wants to renew. There are some dreams that the devil has tried to destroy, but God wants to step in and renew it. God has the power to make all things new. Do you believe that? He gives us beauty for ashes. Isaiah 61:3 tells us, "To all those who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair, and their righteousness will be like great oaks." God makes all things new. So what in your life today needs to be renewed? What in your life today needs to be restored? When we make the choice to forgive, we invite God's power to renew. When we forgive, God renews. When we forgive, God renews. There's this powerful point in Joseph's story when everything comes full circle. He's no longer a slave, he's no longer a prisoner, but he's a prime minister, and after 13 years, he sees his brothers again. Imagine that for a minute. After 13 years, he sees them, and he has the choice to fully forgive or to take revenge. You will also be faced with this choice many times in different levels. To fully forgive someone or to take vengeance. Can I ask you, what would happen today if the person that hurt you were to show up and you had the power to inflict damage on them? Would you forgive or would you take revenge? Joseph's brothers, their very lives were in his hands. He could crush them. Or he could bless them. He could make them slaves or prisoners, or he could send them away as wealthy men. the very ones who harmed him, their lives were in his hands. I want you to think about that. What if God gave you the power? And what's going to happen in moments that you find yourself that you have the power? Will you help or will you harm? Would you forgive or would you seek revenge? And that's a deep question, and one that takes soul searching. And I'm sure there were many nights with Joseph as he sat as a slave and he sat as a prisoner where he searched his soul and he had conversations with God to try to find forgiveness for his brothers. But I want to tell you, the story never ends well when we try to take vengeance. When we try to make things right or we try to get even, it never ends well. This is what Scripture says in Romans 12:19. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. I think some of us need to write this down, need to rehearse this in our private time, because there's been a lot of things that have happened over the years, and it's easy to say, man, I want to stick it to this person. If I could just somehow slip something in there to let them know how much they hurt me, to let them know. But the Bible says, do not take revenge, but give room for God's judgment. Give room for God's wrath. It's mine to avenge, God says, I will repay. We have to realize that God will make things right. Vengeance and justice belongs to God. Forgiveness belongs to us. Forgiveness is the choice that we must make. And it's a question, because this depends what God can trust you with. Can God trust you with power? What will you do with power? If there's somebody that's hurt you, will you use the power that God gave you against the person that hurt you? Joseph had the ability to use the power that God gave him, the platform that God gave him, the tools that God gave him to help or to harm those that had harmed him. Joseph was placed in a position of power because God knew he would forgive. Joseph was placed in a position of power because God knew he had forgiven. God wants to give you the power for the purpose of restoration. God is not giving you the power to get back at somebody. God is not giving you the power to take revenge. God does not give you the power to get even. He gives you power for the purposes of restoration. God gives us the power so that we can act in compassion. Jesus came to earth and he came in full power, but it was for the express purpose to restore that which was lost. He didn't come to exact revenge on people. No, he came to restore that which was lost. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He came to bring restoration. He came to bring redemption. He used his power to redeem. He used his power to bring salvation. Joseph used his power to bring salvation, not for vengeance. So God wants to restore that which was lost. Through the power of forgiveness, we can see things restored that were lost. Has anybody ever lost anything? I know I've lost a couple things over the years. I've lost my keys a few times. I've lost some things even more important than that. Through the power of forgiveness, we can see things restored that were lost. There are some things that have been lost that were never meant to be lost in the first place. This is where God wants to step in. through the power of forgiveness. There are some things that were taken from you that were never meant to be taken. There were, through the power of forgiveness, God wants to give back to you everything that was lost. Through forgiveness, there is the power to restore. When Joseph's brothers finally arrived in Egypt, God provided the opportunity, and forgiveness was the vehicle to complete the restoration. Is anyone believing for a restoration in your family? Is anybody believing for restoration in certain relationships in your life? God can do it. Matthew 19:26 says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We understand that some things in the natural are an impossibility. But when God gets involved, all things are possible. I want to tell you that forgiveness is one of those things that opens the door to God moving in seemingly impossible ways in your life. Nothing is too difficult for God. We just have to believe, and we have to be willing to forgive. Forgiveness, then blessing. Forgiveness, then restoration. Every relationship isn't necessarily meant to be restored, but many are. What needs to be restored in your life? Think about it for a second. What do you think God wants to restore? What do you think was ripped away that was not meant to be ripped away and that God wants to restore to you in this season? Genesis 50:20. Joseph says to his brothers, he's holding their lives in his hands. He has the ability to incarcerate them or to make them slaves. But he says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position. Watch, not so that I could give even, but so that I could save the lives of many people. What the devil has meant for evil in your life, God turns for good. What the devil has tried to steal away, God will restore. What the devil has tried to corrupt, God will renew. There is nothing the enemy can break that God cannot restore. Do you believe that? It gives you confidence. It gives you a different outlook when you say, there is nothing the enemy can break that God cannot restore. It's a different perspective, right? No matter what the enemy tries to do, he will not win if you keep your eyes fixed on God. No matter what the enemy tries to do, if you're willing to walk with the Holy Spirit and forgive, all things are possible. There's nothing that God cannot restore and make new. Sometimes God does move people out of your life. And other times, God brings people back into your life. Sometimes people are removed because they don't belong in your life. Other times, those relationships need to be renewed. Some people just need to be restored. I'm thankful for the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that God didn't throw me away when I was a mess. I'm thankful that God didn't discard me when I made mistakes. God has the ability to restore and make new. God is the God of forgiveness and restoration. I'm thankful that we can learn to walk in His footsteps, and we can forgive and we can restore others. If you were given the power, would you forgive and restore? Just because someone has disappointed you in the past doesn't mean that God cannot renew that relationship and restore them to you. Just because Joseph's brothers were jealous and selfish and hurtful did not mean that God could not renew their relationship. Is there somebody in this season that God wants to restore back to you? Is there a relationship that the devil has messed up? And now there's hurt or betrayal or bitterness? Is there a relationship that God needs to renew? I'm so thankful for the restoring power of Jesus Christ. I'm a fan of antique cars. I just want to make that known. Somebody wants to give me an antique car at some point in time in the near future, I will receive that. But the thing that I love about antique cars is somebody that is skilled can bring the value back out of that car, no matter how it's been damaged or dinged or in an accident. The right person with the power and the skill can bring back the value and restore that car. If the right person is involved, it can be fully restored and as beautiful as ever. This is the value. There's value around us in relationships, in people. Life happens. The enemy happens. Hurt happens. But God can renew the value once again. If we partner with the Holy Spirit and we're willing to forgive, God can make relationships beautiful again. If we partner with the Holy Spirit and forgive, God can make circumstances and opportunities beautiful again. There's restoration that can take place when the right people are involved. Just as the antique car can be made beautiful again, we can partner with the Holy Spirit and see things made beautiful. If we forgive, we can go on a journey of rediscovering true value and spiritual renewal. Forgiveness, then blessing. Forgiveness, then restoration. Let's bow our heads together and pray. God, I thank you for the ways that you challenge us in our life and the ways that you challenge us in our spiritual walk. And God, in this season, you're challenging us to forgive. There are people in our lives, God, that you want to restore to us. There are people that the enemy he's gotten in and he's caused problems. He's causing division. He's caused a divide, a separation. And God, you're the God of restoration. You're the God that brings people back together again. God, as we pray and as we meditate this week, God, let us be open to if you want to bring relationships back into our lives. Or you want to strengthen a relationship that has fallen away. God, I thank you, Lord. Make us eager to forgive because you eagerly forgave us. God, let us follow in your footsteps of forgiveness. There is true blessing. There is true enrichment in learning to forgive, in forgiveness being an intricate part of our lives. And maybe as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord today. I've kind of slipped away. Things have gotten in the way, and I want to come back. I want to come back to him. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I don't know if I've ever really had that strong, that true connection. I've never really turned it all over to Jesus, but I want that today. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 There's something about saying yes to Jesus, whether we're coming back to him or we're coming for the very first time. If you slipped up your hand, or if you agree with this prayer, you can say this with me. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I'm sorry for my mistakes, for my failures, for my sins, for the times I drifted away. Jesus, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Apply your perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. Give me a fresh start. I want to follow you. I want to live my life for you. Give me the strength to do that. Give me the guidance. Put the right people around me so that I can live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' name, everybody said.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.